I hate you. Hey guys, welcome to another wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Allen. Joining with me is Wynn Brantley, Ryan Fox. How we doing, boys?
Solid.
Doing all right. How you doing?
Miss Matt Games.
I do miss Matt Games. I really
good addition for three episodes.
That's right. He was three straight episodes.
And if he would have made it tonight on time, we would have probably already recorded an episode and you would have missed out.
That's right.
But he couldn't make it, and then all of a sudden you could. So perfect.
All of a sudden I could after I had my face burning from face paint. So.
Oh, I didn't ask.
Well, I hate that for you, bud. Anyways, do we want to go ahead and get the joke out the way? This is a special
episode.
Hey,
don't talk about it.
I mean,
like
this
that.
Is a special episode. That's why I was asking.
Okay. Let me thumb through this a little bit.
Why don't you do that?
What's phenomenal and makes you sneeze? I feel like you were about to say it.
It's AJ something. AJ, I don't know.
AJ Sniffles?
Oh.
No.
Oh, man.
Hey, J Styles. Oh. The hey community.
I'm assuming hey, like H-A-Y.
Yeah, like
for
like,
horses.
Yeah.
Hey's for horses. How about some straw?
Anyways. We got a kind of a impromptu episode. Usually we'll talk, which I'm sure we will bring up what we're doing, but like usually we'll do like what happened this week. It's Mania, post-Mania week, so I mean stuff has happened. WWE got sold, you know, so that's pretty
to
big.
Endeavor, yeah.
Yeah. Vince has a mustache and is back, pretty much. So.
And you can feel it. You can feel that he's back.
SmackDown tonight. SmackDown. I mean, didn't, I mean, not
well,
like
Vince also was not there.
So, there you go. So.
He only cares about ruining Monday Night Raw.
Well, that's his baby show. That's like that's the show that makes the most money, I would think. So that's what we're talking about. So actually, Triple H announced tonight the draft is coming back.
Yes,
in a few weeks. I don't know if you have an exact time, but in a few weeks, and every superstar is eligible. So that means anybody go anywhere.
Matt Cardona, Jay White.
That's right. So why not? I don't think we've done one yet as another wrestling podcast.
We have not.
So we're gonna do a fantasy draft. If you have never heard us do one, it's pretty simple. 25 picks. Okay, 20 of those are your WWE picks, so it's anybody. It's Roman, Cody, it's all them. And then you get 5 outsider or Forbidden Door picks. So it could be...
That's a good idea. Call it Forbidden Door picks.
There you go. So you get 5 Forbidden Door picks. It could be male, female, whoever. And
I assume
promotion.
You're keeping track of it.
I will be keeping track of it, yes.
Cool.
So we got Ryan and Wynn are going to be picking.
We're going to call Reggie in.
Nope.
Didn't work last time.
That was not a good idea last time. Love you, Reggie. But
I just remember he sent... a voice message that said, I like Wynn's draft. Then he sent another one. But Ryan's, on the other hand, is also... And I'm just like, okay.
And we couldn't really figure out a winner.
It's like that episode of The Office when Michael Scott brought in that guy to, like, give a speech in the conference room, this old guy. And he just said, okay, that's enough for you, Grandpa, and then pushed him out the door. That's how I felt that day. Love you, Reggie.
All right. So, how do we want to determine your first pick?
I was about to say, oh, let's see who's ahead of each other in the points.
The moderator's ahead, right? I don't know. I don't know how much it changed. After Mania
you
Night
can
Two,
say yourself. You don't have to call yourself.
No,
the moderator.
Moderator.
The
moderator.
Moderator.
It's,
the moderator.
It's not a gimmick, dude. Just
it's a gimmick.
Chill out
you're
with it.
Mr. No Gimmicks Needed.
That's right.
why don't you just? I mean, how would you want to decide it?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
No.
Me, you.
Okay. Got a coin.
The Copenhagen flip.
Me.
Okay.
Good old
Ryan goes first.
Good old Ryan getting that first
bloodline.
All of them.
All
can
of them.
We do? Are we doing that? Or
yeah, you can. You can split them
one?
Up or keep.
Sure.
Them. So
bloodline.
Okay.
I definitely want all of them.
Got the bloodline in for that first good old pit. You know what I'm saying? So
I feel like that's the most logical.
Yeah. I would imagine.
If I would have picked someone else and you didn't pick him, I would have just been disappointed.
Fair enough.
All right. Who's that?
Basically, just so he can't get him, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That was...
At this point, like I had a plan, and then I forgot about Bloodline. I forgot we can do it as a team. So, drop the ball there.
Yeah. So yeah, you can. I forgot to mention that you can split them up. You can keep them. I mean, if you want to, I don't know, if you want a fantasy book team, I don't care what you do. So,
well, in that case, I would have gotten Sammy and KO and Cody. If we want a fantasy book team,
could have been.
Matter
the,
of
no,
fact,
no, you've already made your
line.
Pick.
No,
it's
no,
too
no,
late.
It's already, let me fantasy book the entire AEW roster as a team and
there
draft them.
There you go.
Oh, this is the Alliance.
See? I think you need to set some ground rules.
Wynn's
going to
have 100 people on his roster.
That's what I'm saying. I think you need to set some ground
rules. Fine.
No fantasy teams.
Fine, no fantasy teams. Ryan?
Same in KO.
First solid pick there. Brother.
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. Okay, I see we're kind of keeping feuds together.
Not really.
Kind of, sort of.
Just keeping people from him. Well, I'm on defense already.
Well, I mean, like, at least how it's looking. Like, I mean, Bloodline and Sami KO, and then you have Lesnar and Rhodes. That's what I'm saying. That's, I don't know if it's on purpose. But
did you ask?
Okay, just move on. Move on before I just quit the show. Who's your third pick?
Gunther.
Oh, shit, that's a good one. Dang.
Just Gunther.
He can't change it now.
I don't know. What do the other ones do?
I'd like the rest of Imperium.
Let your next pick be the rest of
them. Has the rest of them done anything since?
No.
They are really good.
Fucking Adolf.
What? I'm sorry, who?
The guy that announces, what's his?
Ludwig.
Yeah, Adolf Ludwig. Stalin, same thing.
You got Auschwitz, you know, Mussolini over here.
I wasn't naming concentration camps.
Did you see that WWE accidentally used some footage?
They apologized.
Oh, good for them.
They said, we didn't know.
Isn't this, like, the absolute wrong time to accidentally do that?
Yep.
Okay, I just want to put that out.
I think every time.
I think any time is, but right now.
Yeah, you know. Who's that third pick there?
When? Mercedes Moné.
Oh, nice, nice.
I'm using one of my outside picks.
Nice, nice, nice.
Adolf Ryan, really?
Close enough.
Adolf Ludwig. Huh. Yeah. But I do agree there. Gunther is the more, like, no reason to have. No,
people care about him.
What do the other ones do?
When they are actually booked in matches, they are probably one of the best tag teams.
When does that happen?
Never. Because if they're booked in matches, it's with Gunther. So, Ryan, who's pick number four?
Go the Elite.
Faction Warfare. Because then he's going to draft the rest of Imperium later.
To be fair, I don't even know. Other than that guy, I don't know any.
What's his name again?
Ludwig. Volkswagen.
Okay.
It's Ludwig Kaiser and then Giovanni Vinci? Vinci?
I don't
Volkswagen,
know.
Porsche, and Ferrari.
I know them by their old name. Those ones are better. Fourth pick.
AEW World Champion MJF.
Ooh. Oh, good pick.
Yeah.
Get you a little Cody MJF you going on there, brother.
Yeah.
Real yep. Good. Ryan?
Oh, I really got to think. Austin Theory.
Okay. I don't hate it.
Bailey.
Go on a little
get a little Mercedes Bailey feud going.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley.
Mm. It's a pretty solid pick there.
I'm going to go with Charlotte Flair. So are we going to talk at all, or are we just going to say names?
I was wondering if there's going to be any reasoning behind it, or if there's any.
I mean, Charlotte Flair, Mercedes Moné, Bailey.
I mean, you got to pretty.
You can do whatever you want with all three of them.
You got to start a women's division just off those.
Yep,
three. Okay, we're going to move back. Ryan, who's that seventh pick you got, bud?
Becky Lynch.
Okay.
Meh.
Meh. Is she your least favorite horsewoman?
No. I don't have a least favorite, I don't think. I can't look at him and be like, oh, this is my least favorite.
Is there just one that y'all watch is like, okay, like it's fine?
We'll see. What? Charlotte, Bailey, Sasha.
And then Becky.
Becky.
It's probably Sasha, but that's just because she never defended a title, for me, probably.
I guess Charlotte's my least favorite, honestly. Yeah.
I mean,
I think mine's Sasha, but I don't think it's her fault. think it's
it's her booking.
Yeah. I think it was her booking. Like, and even now it's Mercedes. I don't care as much. Again, it could be because it got ruined when she was in WWE.
Fair enough.
So, who's that seventh pick you got there, bud?
Bryan Danielson. How many out-of-the-company picks do I have left? Like, two?
After this one, you have two more. Yeah. But honestly, I think it's smart to knock out your out of WWE ones.
Go ahead and get any big star anywhere else, yeah?
Yeah.
That's
going to be my problem.
I think is mainstream, because I think, okay, you had the Elite, they're mainstream. Yeah. MJF's mainstream. That's Bryan Danielson.
Sasha.
I mean,
I feel like if you wanted to please like true wrestling fans, you'd go like Okada. But who cares about Okada?
I feel like you give them a happy
Bronson Reed.
Is that your
no?
I feel like you give them a good happy medium with Brian Danielson.
Yeah. I think so. Or I'll even throw in like a Will Ospreay. Yeah. Like I would pick Will Ospreay.
Yeah, but what about his bank account?
Honestly, no.
I should not have said that. I just gave
Seth
him
Rollins.
Bless America.
Oh man. Who you got number 8?
I'm gonna go with, and this is gonna surprise y'all, but everybody loves him, John Moxley.
You talking about the wrestler of the year?
That actually does surprise me. I feel like Wynn would have
super
actually
over.
Not picked yeah. Moxley at all.
Super over. Everybody loves him.
Do injuries matter in this draft?
I mean, I don't.
Randy Orton.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, go ahead. Have somebody that's on the shelf come to your roster, buddy.
Absolutely, he's a producer.
I mean, if y'all were actually running your own SmackDown, sure. But I mean, I don't think it matters.
No, it matters way too much.
I don't know. He's healthy in my universe mode.
That's right.
He's my manager.
At least you're not wasting a pick on Hammerstone like I've done in every draft we've picked Hammerstone.
Yeah.
But now it's fine. He's been a world champion, so win.
I'm trying to think here. I'm gonna go Sheamus. No Sheamus Gunther match for you, sorry.
No Brawling Birds either. No. But yeah, it's kind of like Imperium.
I don't really care. Yeah.
Street Profits.
Piggyback off of that one. FTR. Making him work overtime, typing over there all fast and stuff. They finally put you to work, huh?
I'm keeping up, Shemlewit.
The Good Brothers.
Book them.
I will. We've got four
honestly,
tag teams
if you
now.
Look at his tag division with like Good Brothers, Profits, Young Bucks, Sammy and KO, and the Usos, that's a solid tag division.
It really is.
But you know, if you're actually booking the show, do you have room for all of them?
Exactly.
Well, I'm gonna have a 7-hour show.
Every show's WrestleMania.
I'm gonna try to even out our tag divisions. I'm gonna go with the New Day.
Okay.
So I got FTR, the New Day. That's it, right? That's all I have for tag teams.
FTR and New Day. Yeah. Are you going like current New Day or like
yeah, current New Day?
I don't know. I know Big E count.
Sure, yeah. Big E's with
I'll
him.
Give it to him.
Yeah,
he's been in commercials with him, so that's why.
I want to see Big E back so bad. I'll let him have Big E.
He hit his 1-year mark last month. I don't know what that means for him, but
it means it's been a year.
Well, usually he got his checkup, so that could mean he gets cleared. Could mean he doesn't. So who's that 12th pick?
AJ Styles.
That's a good one.
Another one I thought would maybe slip through the cracks because he's hurt.
Now, I know what's going to happen when I pick this person. Rey Mysterio.
I'm so glad you picked me. Thank you.
Hall of Famer Rey Mysterio.
Hall of Famer Rey Mysterio. Isn't it the Edge introduction? Like, Hall of Famer Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, they gave him to an All-in-SmackDown.
Yeah.
Oh, did they really?
Yes. Sweet.
They also only called Triple H a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say he was the CCO or whatever he is. Chief Content Officer.
Oh, that's right. He is the Chief Content Officer. I thought you messed up COO.
That's what I thought when he first said it.
Because that's what they've always called him since he.
I have no
went
idea.
Went corporate.
Whatever they. Whatever his title is.
I think he's legit.
They just said
CCO, but like he was kayfabe COO. No. So, all right, Ron, 13th pick.
Take Jay White.
Is that? Is that your only? No, you had the Elite.
Yeah,
he's got the Elite and Jay White.
The Good Brothers, I guess.
No, they're
or are they?
They're signed.
They're with the
That's
WWE.
Right.
They're just not.
That's
booked.
Right.
They're not being used.
It would make you think that they were.
I do remember them kind of being with AJ, and then Finn for a little bit.
Yeah, and then AJ got hurt, so that's pretty much what they're waiting on. I'm assuming.
I believe this is my last out of WWE pick.
Let's see. Yes,
Jericho Appreciation Society.
Really? Okay.
Yep. Which is Jericho, Sammy, Hager.
And then you got is it
Matt Menard and
Angelo Parker
and Ty Conti.
Yeah. And Anna Jay.
Yep.
So I mean
I got 7 picks in one, baby. Let's go.
Just in case.
And you got Chris Jericho?
Yeah, I'm gonna write that off to the side just so I can keep track of that. Because I don't know who's in Jericho appreciation.
Just write JAS.
Yeah, too late.
Jazz.
Too late.
What Southern dads say when they want their kid to get in the house? Jass inside. Jass inside.
Well, while you're typing, I'm going to take Bianca Belair.
That's pretty solid.
Why is he typing it to the side? Why can't he just put JAS? What's the deal with this pick?
Just don't worry about it.
Name all the members of the Elite right now.
Yeah, I was about to say, did you type all that?
Are you counting Hangman Page?
No, I count the three that are booked as the Elite.
Not counting Brandon Cutler.
No, because the ones who
I think you should put that one
off
the side, dude. There's too many gray areas there.
No, I was putting out the actual names since there's 700 members of JAS. That's
why. It's not true.
Shut up. And pick your next pick.
No. Okay, fine. I'll pick. I'm going to go with another tag team. They've been getting some good reactions the past year or so. I'm going to go with the Acclaimed.
You can't.
Oh, shit, yeah. And I almost went with the Guns, too. Can't go with either of them. Wow, I don't like my life right now.
Ron's are picking nothing but tag team.
I've already got, what, four or five?
You've got a good bit.
I've only got three women.
I'm going to go with Braun Strowman and Ricochet.
Okay.
Monster in my pocket.
Monster in my pocket. I was actually writing that in.
How many picks we got left? Where are we?
Ryan's about to start on pick 15.
Okay, so we still got ways.
Take Britt Baker.
DMD.
And that's really? What, three?
That gives you three non-WWE picks, yeah.
I have left?
No, two you have left. Yeah, you used three.
I really got to think now because I really just...
There's a name that hasn't been picked yet. That I'm trying, or there's a couple of names.
Asuka.
Oh, good pick.
You're probably thinking of people like Cena.
No. I'm thinking of like non-WWE people.
Well, I can't do it.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to think of them.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Would Ryan think of them?
No, the one I'm thinking of, I honestly thought you would have picked like top five.
Who was it?
Matt Cardona. Yeah. I really thought that
would take Hangman.
So now you got the potentially all of the Elite. If the storyline keeps going the way it's going, they're making it look like Hangman's going to join back up.
Yeah. So, Ron, you have one more non-WWE pick left.
Use it wisely, buddy.
That's right. You got so many names.
I want you to pick Bronson Reed and then pick Okada.
Tyrus. Pick Tyrus. You did the NWA
World Champion?
Pick Tyrus. Or Trevor Murdoch.
I was about to ask.
Who apparently made $48,000 a year with WWE.
In I still think that's because he had just got called up.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because there's no way you're making that in 08 because he was still in the company then. But oh well. Pick 16 for you. There you go.
Edge.
Nice. Good old Edge. I feel like Edge is actually a really, like, good pick.
Really?
I think so.
You think so?
I thought he was picked pretty late. Ryan, pick your pick.
I really can't think of anyone else not in WWE. I know, but...
Ryan, there's a roster. There's a show that comes on Wednesdays and Fridays. That quite literally has the entire wrestling industry working for him.
Yeah. And there's one that comes on Thursdays that has quite a bit.
I mean, we haven't even touched Ring of Honor.
Or Impact, or New Japan, technically. Does it mean Jay White's AEW? You know?
I touched New Japan.
Can I think Punk? I take Punk? Are we counting that or no?
He's technically under contract, dude. I don't know. I'll leave that one up to you.
I mean...
I'll take 1 month of Punk.
I mean, he's under contract, from what we know of. So, I mean...
He's going to wrestle it all in.
So, sure, why not?
We can wrestle at my show, then.
So, I'll give you...
What show?
What's your show. What's your show to be called, Ron?
Don't worry about that.
Is that the name of the show?
Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
Premium live event.
Okay.
What do I have? Three picks left?
Talking about three picks total?
Yeah.
No.
We're going to 25, aren't we?
We're going to 25.
Oh, 25.
Yeah, this will finish up pick 17. Well, now it's nothing but WWE.
I know.
Which makes it a lot harder, by the way.
Yeah. Well, this also, I mean, WWE, I don't know if we mentioned earlier, but that includes Raw, that includes everybody under.
Well, yeah.
So that's NXT, if you know anybody from NXT. And stuff,
and anybody under contract, right?
Anybody under contract. He's never picked Stone Cold.
Oh, I was just thinking.
No, we're obviously.
I don't think Stone Cold should be allowed.
Let me get Taker.
I would say, I mean.
They've had to have wrestled in the last 6 months.
There you go.
John Cena.
That's what I figured. Ryan?
Braun Breaker.
I was about to choose him next.
Just turned heel.
Yep.
He needed that, by the way.
Yeah, and Carmelo turned face. I mean, it was a double turn. It was really nice, actually. both needed it because Carmelo's getting really good reactions. So
super over.
Win?
Oof. I'm going to go Bobby Lashley.
Good old Bob.
Good old Bob.
That only just sister's proud.
Oh, God. I forgot about that storyline. I wish I would have still forgot about it. I'm just going to thumb through this book and see who I got left, honestly.
Number 19.
Yeah.
Let me get Omos.
Oh.
I guess I'll look up a daggum.
Omos. Omos and Punk are in a cell ticket, brother. All right, win number 19.
I don't know why I'm inclined to pick him, but The Miz.
Oh, I forgot
about
The Miz.
He's too good at everything he does.
You had a lot of good hands in your light draft. You have a lot of like just really good guys that you go either like anywhere in terms of on the card. So, Ryan didn't until he got Omos.
Let me get Drew.
Okay.
Good pick.
A guy who I thought would have been picked earlier. But, I mean, then again, it's not 2020, Drew, so.
Fair enough. I'm going to go with Dominic Mysterio.
Okay. Just Dominic.
Well, he already drafted Rhea, so I can't draft the Judgment Day.
That is true.
Unless you'll let me just take everybody but Rhea.
You can take Finn and, I mean, that'd still be the Judgment Day if you just took Finn and them. All right, Ryan, give me pick 21. Who you got?
Patrick McAfee.
Good. Solid pick. I mean, jack of all trades, I guess.
Yeah, jack off all trades. I agree. So, I may have heard y'all discussing it when I was in the other room. Is Logan Paul currently under contract?
No one knows. Not,
but, no I mean, knows. I'll allow it.
Oh, well, I mean, he's the moderator.
I mean, last we heard, his contract expired after WrestleMania.
Well, he said if I picked him, he was going to let you decide. So, I'll just...
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. I'll pick Logan Paul then.
Yeah.
He said recently, my contract ended. They'd be stupid not to re-sign me. So that means he wants to come back. I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Seth said, as much as I hate to say it, I agree with him. They would be stupid if they didn't re-sign him.
Yeah, they need to. It's probably a lot more closer to happening now that WWE got sold. Because, like, you got Prime being the drink of the UFC. I mean, you'd be stupid not to have Logan Paul involved. So.
I mean, you just had a walking Prime
advertisement. Yeah. Pick 22.
Take Indy Hartwell.
Damn it.
All right. Well, Ryan wins this draft.
Fair enough.
Gotta say, I mean.
Can I take the rest of Damage Control in one pick?
Sure.
Because I already have Bayley.
They're still a team, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm taking Io Sky and Dakota Kai.
Take an old Kai Sky.
Kai Sky. Ryan, Kai Sky?
Kai Sky.
Kai Sky. Good old Kai Sky. Which they teamed up on Raw. Like, they never, like, did they ever acknowledge that Bayley wasn't with them or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Just told to go home from what I heard.
Well, I know. I just didn't know if they would, like, say about it on commentary or say if they, like, they'd ever reason in kayfabe or just said, hey, like, whatever. But. Pick 23.
Let me get Nikita Lyons.
I mean, there's a lot of good things about that pick.
She's over. I mean, that's. I mean, safe to say, I think she's probably top five most over females in the WWE right now. So
for sure.
Yep. I don't know why, but pick 23.
You don't.
Speaking of over, let's go LA Knight.
Yeah.
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 Was on SmackDown tonight, breaking a PS5 controller.
Yes.
But not on Mania. Sorry. Pick 24.
Alexa Bliss.
Bubba, Bubba, Bubba.
Who should be back anytime soon, I think.
That's what they say.
Okay.
Ronda Rousey. She gets reactions.
Yep. She does. As
I don't know if she gets the one she's supposed to, but she gets reactions.
Or the one she wants. I don't know if she, like, does she want to be booed? And, like, it's.
I feel like she welcomes anything, really.
That's true. I would. Why not? I mean, if you're cheering, if you're doing anything towards me, that means I'm doing something that you like or hate. All right, Ryan, your final pick.
Liv Morgan.
Hmm.
I almost picked Lita. Just for the hell of it.
I am going to go with, in my opinion, in NXT, he's one of the fastest rising guys. When he gets to the main roster, I think he's going to be a mega heel. Grayson Waller is my last pick.
Ooh, nice.
It was between him, Cross, Gacy, Ciampa, Gargano, Matt Riddle, and Ziggler.
I would have thrown in, honestly, like, Carmelo Hayes, I think, would have been solid.
See, the only thing is I kind of screwed myself by not getting the Elite and letting Ryan get Bloodline and Elite. So I feel like his draft is a little bit heavier than mine, personally.
I mean, you got 17 people in one pick.
I do have John Cena and Chris Jericho.
Yeah. And you got Edge.
Edge, that's like three of the greatest of all time.
Well, and again, and you got Brock. Like, I think you have
one of the most over guys right now.
Yeah, I think you have big names. It's just not like you have an abundance of, like, a bunch of people.
I have Cody feud with Brock and lose. Then I'll have Cody feud with Cena and lose, just so you know you get that real vibe of the struggle to get to the top.
Yeah. I'm okay with... I'm okay with Brock beating the crap out of him. I won't be okay with Brock beating him.
I won't either.
So we'll just run through it real quick. Each draft, see how it goes. Okay. So Ryan ended up picking the Bloodline, Sami and KO, Gunther, the Elite, Austin Theory, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, Street Profits, Good Brothers, AJ Styles, Jay White, Bianca Belair, Britt Baker, Hangman Page, CM Punk, Braun Breaker, Omos, Drew McIntyre, Pat McAfee, Indy Hartwell.
Omos is just in the middle of all of it.
Nikita Lyons, Alexa Bliss, and Liv Morgan. So
I was thinking about Ciampa or Ciampa. But
no, tomato stroke. Chips.
Tomato chips. Oh, I forgot. Alpha Academy.
No
maximum male models either. I'm kind of upset. Gotta say.
Well, if you would have done a draft, you could have had
him. I honestly would have. I'd have been first pick, and then Hammerstone would have been second. Wins draft. You got Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar, Mercedes Moné, MJF. You also have MJF, too.
That's a pretty stacked top four.
Bayley, Charlotte, Bryan Danielson, John Moxley, Sheamus, FTR, New Day, Rey Mysterio, JAS, Monster in my pocket.
That pick's in the middle of nowhere.
That pick's Asuka, Edge, Cena, Lashley, Miz, Judgment Day without Rhea.
Yep.
Logan Paul, Damage Control without Bayley, LA Knight, Ronda Rousey, and Grayson Waller.
My draft was a lot better than I thought it was.
So what's your thing? How do you feel about your draft? Feel pretty good.
Pretty good. I feel pretty
good.
Finally
got someone to go up against Roman that actually has friends.
Who, Kenny?
Yeah.
Still on number. Well, you don't have. Do you have Hangman too?
Yeah.
Oh crap! And then you got
Sammy and KO.
You got CM Punk, don't you?
Yep.
Okay. But I took.
Well, but I've only got Punk for a month, so we got to do this quick.
Well, I took, in my opinion, CM Punk's best dancing partner away, MJF.
Yeah.
You also have John Moxley and Bryan Danielson. So you got a half of Blackpool Combat.
Why didn't I just take Blackpool Combat Club?
Yeah.
There's a lot of good things like, you know, MJF Cody, Cody Brock.
Yeah.
Bryan Danielson and Cody. There's a lot of good things.
Yeah.
John Cena and MJF. Anybody. A feud with John Cena and MJF would be fun.
Yeah. I guess some names that maybe I thought would have been... I really thought you would have picked Cardona within your first top five picks.
Yeah.
Could be Cardona guy. I mean, which he wouldn't be, honestly. Same with, like, tag teams. No Acclaimed, no Guns, Alpha Academies.
Well, you know I wanted to pick.
You did, yeah. You may at least mention them, which is always good. So, like, there's a plus there.
I wouldn't have mentioned either one of them.
The Guns were already made, but when they came out to Many Men by 50 Cent, they're like, officially, there.
I'm trying to think. No Orange Cassidy, which, as if that matters. I mean, Danhausen just... Oh, I mean, where is Danhausen?
I completely forgot about him.
I also would have figured... Also...
It's the only guy I could think about.
I also figured Ricky Starks maybe would have made an appearance. While Ricky Starks is kind of over with our group. I'm trying to think of anybody else that... Y'all can't think of anybody that maybe y'all would have missed? Ryan said Booker T.
He's on the roster.
I mean, I didn't take Darby, who I feel like is...
Yeah, you got no Darby.
Sting. Has Sting been wrestling?
Yeah.
He's under contract and active, so yeah.
He hasn't wrestled since... Jeez.
Well, I know he's active.
Have a Double or nothing? Match? Double or nothing.
I thought... Didn't he wrestle Full Gear?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's
either All Out or Full Gear. They had like a multi-man that was like a big
Could have chose match. Brian Cage. Could have chose...
No more Briscoe. I really thought Mark Briscoe would
have been a popular pick.
So
I also have a commentary team. I'm going to just have Punk and Pat.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. Or it'd be terrible. I don't know.
We'll find
Pat,
out.
My diet soda. Pat. What are you doing out here with your soda and all that? What are you doing?
Well, we'll find out. When we find out.
Tonight
we find
out.
That's, no,
should have made commentators eligible. Then Jake,
I did think about picking Michael Cole.
he's on the thing.
Yep.
But has he wrestled in the last 6 months?
No.
Jerry Lawler is active and has wrestled in the last 6 months.
He's not going to be my play-by-play guy.
Just not for WWE. So.
So I guess the real question is, what do you think about the drafts? Since you're the deciding factor in all this, which draft do you like better?
Yeah, you want Fox down or
Monday Night Win?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how to...
Friday Night Fox down or Monday Night Win? What you want?
Honestly, not gonna, and this is not me being the top-out pick, they're both pretty even. They are,
I really like Wynn's draft, but also Ryan's is really good, too.
No, like, they have their fair share.
Winners in my heart.
No. Like, they both have a fair share of, like, I think y'all got a big abundance of guys who can go anywhere on the card.
Yeah.
So, it's like, it's not
both
like you
have a good amount of tag teams and women, too, yeah. So we're not forgetting about.
Yeah, it's not like you have guys who are destined, like.
I've got every title.
The only guy that's destined to probably stay mid-card out of the whole draft is Omos. So, like, that's the only, I think, the only downside. And since that's the only downside, yeah. I think I have to give it to Wynn because he didn't draft an Omos. Let me double check. Let me look at Wynn's draft just to be sure.
I mean, the only pick that was like, was Braun and Ricochet.
I like
But
that.
They're a good team, though.
Right.
If you really drafted them separately, then maybe we would have talked.
We would have had a conversation behind closed doors.
That's right. But since they were together.
Well,
that
would have been at Survivor Series. We just had Omos and Braun.
But, I mean, both have, like, really big feuds. Like I say, if you look at feud-wise, I think Ryan has the better feud with Bloodline versus the Elite. But, again, you drafted Omos. Like, I feel like that's the downfall there. So,
well, he's an announcer.
Please.
He's the ring announcer.
Let's know. No, not doing that.
Rah! Rah, 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 rah! Rah, rah! Rah!
Please,
rah!
Stop. I'm asking nicely.
I mean, Wynn has the civil rights leader.
Cody.
Okay. And you picked Adolf. You didn't
no,
pick Adolf.
I did not.
That's right.
I don't want him on my team.
You want to be on the right side.
He's lost every world war he's been in.
Yeah. And I think, honestly, I think, like, picking the factions is always a really good way to go. Because you get a lot of people that can fill your card up. Especially
you
if you pick JAS.
A tag team.
Dude, and... I got somebody for the women's division.
You got two people in the women's division.
I got Anna and Ty.
And if you had, if there was women tag titles, you have women's tag division right there.
Dude, and then you, Sammy Guevara, Jericho, one of the goats. Hager, he
then,
likes that hat.
Are they Ever Rise or 2.0? I can't remember what they're called. I just know them as Daddy Magic or Cool Hand.
They're 2.0, pretty sure.
Are they 2.0? Yeah. So, I mean, you also got them, who I think are a really entertaining tag team that needs
a
bigger spotlight. So, I mean, not I'm a duty. Not a bad gentleman.
Awesome.
Gotta say.
Thank you.
But, of course, we're going to hear it from somebody. So, Reggie, tell us who won the draft when this episode comes out. So... We'll see. And then who knows? Maybe as it gets closer to draft time, maybe we do another one. Depending on when the draft is. Triple H said a few weeks. Don't really know when that could be. So,
by the way, we've been trying to do this episode since we started back doing podcasts. And we've been waiting for them to announce a draft because it was rumored back in August. And we were just like, yeah, whenever they announce it, we'll do it. So, here it is.
Here it is. Yeah, which means we'll have to just like double up and do another one as the like draft week comes up.
Yeah.
So,
we'll just let you draft and one of us will...
There you go. You know what? Better yet, how about I just draft and then both of y'all just moderate? You know?
No, because then you're not going up against anyone.
That's the point.
No, you're not allowed an easy win, bud.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't think I've won a fantasy draft.
Exactly. We're just gonna let you keep.
I don't think we really kept score until like the last one we did.
That's true.
Let's just do one every week and
we'll let Reggie decide.
So now that we've done this, I know we're gonna have a fantasy card coming up. Like, we're probably going to do that at some point.
Absolutely. So, how about if we do a fantasy card, let's use our rosters.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, next week.
So, next
draft,
week.
Or you can go ahead and draft.
Do I really want to?
I guess, I think we'll probably
I feel like I would be screwed if I went ahead.
Yeah, we probably want to go ahead and we'll do another draft the week before they do it. And we'll all three do it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm looking at both drafts. I have
no. No, go ahead. Pick your team. You can steal one person.
I just steal one person. Hold on, I'm willing.
I want MJF and Roman Reigns.
I'm going Bloodline and JAS.
I'll do one person.
All right, here, I'll just go ahead and draft mine. I don't care.
MJF and Roman Reigns.
Yeah, screw you guys.
That's easy.
I want John Cena
and Roman Reigns. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and knock it out. So MJF, I'm gonna go ahead. And John Cena. MJF is up there.
Only one from each side.
So I almost wanted to go like Cody
and Omos.
But
you know you want Indy Hartwell.
I actually do really want.
There you go. Oh, no. You can have her.
But I'm not. I'm not
the NXT Women's Champion. Pick number 23. Go ahead.
No, I'm gonna steal Seth.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
I'd almost rather you've taken Roman.
but hold on. But then you would have had just an incomplete bloodline in that. You would have Omos the leader of the bloodline.
No, Solo just steps up.
Ah, St. Louis! And all right, I'm gonna try to be real quick to this. So I'm just gonna get my five picks out of the way.
We are doing. I thought we were just joking. Have all of us redraft in a couple of weeks.
We can do that too. I don't care.
Because then we'd all have.
So what's the point of this episode?
that's what I'm about to say.
They announced it. This is the announcement draft episode.
Would y'all like me to draft right now? I'll draft with the scraps. I don't care.
So, just real quick, if you're gonna draft with scraps, does that mean next week we're doing the fantasy card?
We can.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, hurry. You've got... I'm going to time you. You've got 5 minutes.
Okay. I'll try. So, since I stole MJF, I'll count that as one of my non-WWE guys. Then I'm going to go Matt Cardona.
It'd probably just be quicker if he got all of his outside of WWE picks out of the way.
That's what I'm actually doing.
4 minutes, 20 seconds.
Shut up. I'm going to go the...
69 seconds left.
Claimed. Shut up.
So, Ryan, I guess we need to talk amongst ourselves while he's...
Do you honestly? Probably should. Right. I'm going to go...
Hi.
What's up?
I'm going to go Will Ospreay.
I'm real excited for this Omos and Roman Reigns feud that I have going.
That's your main event match, isn't it?
Dude, Cody's going to lose to everybody on my roster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right, so I got one more...
So is Punk.
Crap.
Punk's first feud, Omos.
Omos, as you lie there as uncomfortable as you possibly can.
Don't. We had enough on this show.
Loser leaves town.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and say it. No more Omos impressions ever. We've outdone it on one episode.
I don't know what What do you mean we've outdone it?
Just go ahead. Continue. Jesus Christ. We're short on time.
Oh, shut up. Short on time. My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pick number four?
Yeah.
Pick number six.
Six.
I'm trying to think of non-WWE guys. Goodness.
You know, honestly, should we just like break right here and then come back when you have the full 25?
Absolutely not. Danhausen.
we're just going to sit here for.
I'll trade Joe Moss for Danhausen.
No trades. No, we're not doing that because then I want to get into it. I'll
trade you Omos. And
I mean, I've already stolen MJF from you, so yeah, you're probably right.
You have him
and I don't? That's how this works?
Yeah, y'all said y'all I could take two.
The hell is this bullshit? I didn't sign up for this.
Look, we'll just do a three man draft next week.
No, don't. Then what is the point of this episode, Ryan?
This is the announcement of the draft. Oh my gosh,
Ryan!
I said that
you
earlier.
You're not taking MJF from me.
Says who?
Apparently, Ryan
made the rules.
God, Ryan, I can't help it over here.
I just made a suggestion. Y'all are like, yeah, go ahead.
I mean. I did hear yeah from both.
Okay, well, how about this?
I was kind of hoping more of a you can borrow him for your show as well.
No, I'm drafting him.
What do you think this is? Are we leasing wrestlers?
I'm going.
Fair enough. Anyways.
All right. Next week, we'll just do another
draft. Oh, my gosh. Or we just restart the episode.
We could if y'all want to do it all again.
I'm just writing down people over here, so y'all just tell me what you want me to do.
What you want to do, Wynn?
We're gonna do Wynn.
You gonna do another draft?
I don't even care anymore. take MJF. I don't care.
You're the deciding vote.
You're the deciding factor right now.
Take MJF. Keep going.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, man. So stupid.
I heard a yeah from you.
Yeah, I didn't realize it would be like, oh, you, like, I feel
no,
like...
No, it's a draft. Like, I'm taking
it. It's like GM mode when you're...
Very much so, yeah.
Whichever one it is where you can steal a superstar for 3 weeks. Yeah,
probably should have been a little more clearer rules on that.
We probably should have thought about this before we recorded for an hour, but, you know.
It's okay.
Let's just do it as we go. We'll make rules on the fly.
That's the entire show.
That's not, it's never, no.
That's every show we do.
I just had to bring up Fantasy Card, didn't I, Wynn? You just had to bring up
Honestly,
Fantasy Card.
I mean,
no, see, I knew when I said that, you'd be like, oh, yeah, we can blame this on Wynn. Good,
oh, my
he brought it up for himself.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want me to pick? Look, I'll take freaking Anna Jay off your hands.
I don't care anymore. You've already soiled the entire thing.
Soiled it?
I didn't soil nothing.
Care.
I didn't soil anything.
We'll do the Fantasy Card next week, and I won't have MJF, and that's fine.
See,
that's fine.
I just think Ryan is to blame for all this right now, honestly. You know,
anybody but yourself, guys, you know?
Well, I mean...
Let's all point fingers. Let's all do the...
Here, what did I do? Hold on. Tell me what I did besides take MJF.
You took MJF.
Okay, what's your point? When we brought up the rules of, hey...
Well, how about this? I can
just
steal somebody from
people.
Your draft, too.
Why
How would
that?
You like that?
Y'all drafted literally everybody.
I'd like to fill the holes on my card.
What holes do you have on your card? Oh.
MJF.
Oh, man. I need somebody to take on Brock and Cody in a triple threat match. Oh, well, that's not going to sell enough tickets. Like,
it's not.
Brother.
Brother. I want Cardona from you right now. Hand him over.
You can shut your mouth. No.
Man. Busy over here.
So, let's see here. Oh, I'm going to get Core Jade. Got the stat women's division over here, brother. Just you wait.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, patiently waiting.
I mean,
Ryan, what is wrong with you, man?
Honestly, this is your fault.
You know, we're supposed to be a team, man. We're supposed to be against him, you know?
For whatever reason, y'all are
We're supposed to be
him.
Against the system.
Again, don't know why, but yes.
I'm confused.
You are.
Fair enough.
I said that.
I love how after we got done doing the drafts, we're like, moderator, which one's the best? Oh, well, both great drafts here. Let me steal two of them. And then they went.
If your bud over here wouldn't have mentioned it, I wouldn't have done it. Like, he mentioned it. What am I going to say? Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well,
what do you mean?
Like
and you were nice to him. You were like, I don't want to take Roman from you and leave a bloodline without Roman.
No, it made no sense because Roman. No, it made no sense. I'm going to take MJF. And Seth, I balanced it out. I really did.
Seth was probably going to be the one to take the belt off of
it. See what I'm saying? I took the Dallas and dethroned Roman, and then I took MJF, who honestly, you know, where is MJF on your card? You know what I'm saying?
Like, main event.
Well, then I took two main eventers. It's fair.
Like, it'd either been Seth or Kenny. I guess now it's Kenny.
you got Booker. You got the Booker over here going, oh, damn, dude. Really put me in a tight spot with this.
He just not realized, like,
Kenny or Hangman.
He just not realized, like, oh, crap, maybe I shouldn't let him have it.
He just looks at all his fake roster and he's like, guys, card subject to change. Kenny, you're next man up, dude. I don't know what
power cards he's got.
And MJF's over here like, oh, great. Now the competition I have on this other roster is Danhausen, Matt Cardona. Who else? Who else you got?
Seth Rollins. Hey, hear me out for a second. I mean, just...
I bet that would be it.
That'd be fun.
I mean...
You can pretty much put...
I also have Riddle.
You can pretty much put Seth or MJF with anybody. I think it'd be fun. You got Riddle. Good for you.
I did. I'm
That'd
also...
Hurry up.
I'm halfway Hurry through. Up. I'm already struggling. Like, it's...
We can just...
Nope.
Okay.
I could have stopped it and then...
Oh, you mentioned the idea too late. No, I'm just going over here.
I mentioned it 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's... I've been drafting for 10 minutes. I've been stuck on a pick for 10 minutes. So, why don't you just shut up?
No, we have a podcast to
How
do.
How about that? Well, then you're the fault. I'm trying to draft.
I have nothing good to say to Ryan.
Well, I...
Ryan, screw you.
Attaboy.
Fair enough.
See,
it's not going to get you MJF back.
That's really not. I mean,
I've got my next.
See,
five.
Now I do want to do trades.
Hear me out.
You know?
Hear me out. Hold on. I took MJF. Hear me out. I'll give you MJF back. Just give me Cody. I'll give you MJF back, just give me Cody.
You know what? That's fair. No. See, he's looking at me like he's some sort of genius here.
No, I'm just trying to make you feel better. I'm trying to make you feel better.
See,
because who am I?
Trying to make it sound like he's saving me, and then when I say no, he's like, "Told you so, buddy. You just got with the short end of the stick."
No, not at all. It's still fair. You know,
we've already done it. It's already done.
It's fair. I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying to be fair to you.
You want to draft titles?
I want to be fair to you. You know what? I get all the titles. That's the deal.
You want the winged eagle?
That's the deal. I get the winged eagle.
It is done.
No, I just said that.
No, nope, too late.
I'm putting it on Punk.
Just to make sure Wynn can put it on Cody. just ruin everything.
Punk's going to have it for a day.
I'm essentially drafting NXT over here.
Why don't you tackle Impact and Ring of Honor? Or have you already done all
I've already
five
used my
picks?
Five. Yeah, I already
Jordan
used my five.
Grace?
Nope.
So what happens when we do an impromptu third draft? When if he was drafting with us the entire time,
you know,
this wouldn't be happening.
You know, hey, again.
No, we had to have a moderator.
Yeah, didn't we ask him before the show, hey, won't you draft with us? No, someone's got to have a moderator. It's got to be moderated.
We got to have a winner.
We got to have controlled chaos over here. We can't just be drafting.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah, controlled chaos. That's what we need. This is controlled chaos.
We should put all of these teams in a universe.
You know what we should do? Everybody that we've drafted, let's all put them in like a generator. And then sort of auto draft.
Like a power generator or a gas generator?
Probably power.
Probably a power generator.
Probably a power one.
It's literally.
You know what I mean?
They do.
One of the power ones. You know?
Yeah.
Not the other ones.
They don't typically run off electricity.
You sure?
They only come on if you don't have
electricity. But, like, for real, though.
So, it's like Elon Musk, that fella, got, like, the electrified ones? Or are they all gas-powered?
Normally, yeah.
Okay. That's how generation works. Okay.
Well, if they were electric and you lost power, it wouldn't work because it doesn't have power.
Oh, that's what they're for.
Yeah.
What?
They generate power while you don't have electricity.
Dude, draft gas-powered generators.
No, I'm drafting Booker T over here. I can't use him. Dang it. I was going to draft Bad Bunny.
This is hands down the worst 10 minutes of a show we've
ever
had. You
shut your mouth. We've had worse 10-minute episodes. We've had worse 10-minute segments. We have. Again, I asked. Hey, we
dropped an F-bomb and said Adolf.
I mean, honestly.
You dropped an F-bomb tonight.
He did, as he was saying Adolf.
Which one's worse, Matthew? I got to hear it.
Oh, man.
One's just a name.
Let's see. Expletives. Adolf.
Well, Adolf's just a name.
That is true.
All right. How many kids around are named Adolf now, buddy?
I would assume more than one.
I mean, I probably.
I mean, you're probably right. Only there's many of them. But, you know, they're there or something. There's
still probably more than one guy named Adolf ever.
I mean.
Ever. Like, think about it. Ever.
Let me go to Facebook.
That reminds me, I'm going to draft Adolf Ziggler.
All right.
I mean, who wants money to pick? You know what I mean? I got no
Tyler Breeze.
Tyler Breeze? No, he's not active.
He's on the roster.
Mm-mm. He is not on the roster.
Facebook is... You got more than one.
Imagine that.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Those first three are just gold.
Adolf Rudolph.
You can take Gable Stevenson. Next big thing. For the past 10 years.
Ryan, do not read this one out loud. I know, it's Walter White.
Got real prompted really quick. Hey, don't read this out loud. Just
that's funny.
I'm on pick 22, by the way. I'm getting somewhere.
We're almost there.
We really are almost there.
What's the name of your show?
Mad XT.
MXT.
Yeah.
MXT. There you
MXT.
Go.
I'll take that. Well, that's pretty much my roster.
How about MWA?
I can't draft any MWA guys.
You don't have to.
I wanted to. I wanted Tyrus.
Well, then do it.
No.
Can't. Impossible.
Well, no, because I have Danhausen.
Like, that's all five of your picks.
That's all five. I mean, he was my last non-WWE pick. I was really upset about that.
Again, don't read this one out loud.
Goodness.
Okay, we got to get off of this.
before it gets worse, is what you're transition?
Yeah, I think mine's going to be Foxtown Live.
Well, when's it going to stop being live?
When we move to Fridays.
Okay. You're going to tell me to stop breathing now? Is
that where the... It's not live anymore. We're actually going to tape it once we move to Fridays.
Oh. I don't care.
In front of empty arenas so no one knows.
Oh, to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Smart business plan. How many picks you got left, buddy? If it is more than 10, I'm going.
No, I have the last.
On 22,
right? Yeah, I'm on. Okay. Just finished up. You ready for MXT? That's pretty much what it is, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. MJF, Seth Rollins, Matt Cardona, The Acclaimed, Will Ospreay, Danhausen, top six pick awesome. Right there, Alpha Academy, Roxanne Perez, Riddle, Carmelo Hayes, Cora Jade, Raquel, Butch, Dragon Lee from NXT, real dead. Creed Brothers, Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, Candice LeRae, Dolph Ziggler, Maximum Male Models, Gable Stevenson, Gallus, Pretty Deadly, Dijak, and Tyler Bate.
Okay. Do you have all of our rosters written down?
I do.
Okay, so can you send mine to me, his to him, yous to yous, and so I can go ahead and put together my card for next week?
Yes, let me remove MJF.
And Seth Rollins.
And Seth Rollins.
Does that I feel like you get, said that just to put another
dent. Does that mean we get another pick?
I mean,
I have no idea who's left.
To be fair, I mean, I took away a non-WWE guy
exactly,
for you.
Exactly.
I took away a WWE guy for you.
Yeah.
So, if y'all wanted to add somebody, it'd have to be, I mean, whoever I replaced.
Ryan, go ahead and check all the rosters.
I only have to check WWE.
I feel like I missed a lot of main rosters.
So, put all of your non-WWE guys out for me. Tell me who you got, non-WWE, other than MJF. I already know that.
Matt Cardona, The Acclaimed, Will Ospreay, and Danhausen.
Okay.
Feeling really bad about the Danhausen part.
Should. Not feel bad about that. I feel like there's a few guys I have in my head right now. There's Darby. There's the Guns.
I really wanted to take the Guns.
Because
my tag division doesn't look too bad.
See, if I had my draft right in front of me right now, I could be able...
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, just go ahead and send it to me. And we are very professional here, by the way.
The most
Chris Van Vliet is hating this entire episode.
We're the most professional, unprofessional wrestling podcast. Wasn't that like our motto for like a year?
I know. I think our motto
was
the worst.
The Viking Raiders?
I did not take the
Viking
Raiders.
I'm going to take the Viking Raiders.
Fair enough. Can you hurry up and send me that?
I'm trying to. Why don't you shut up?
Or just hand me your phone, one or the other.
Too late.
Honestly.
Can I change that?
You send it. iCloud?
Oh, crap.
Can I change
that? Okay, never mind. I got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Ciampa.
I already took
Ciampa. Oh, did you? Did you take Gargano, too?
I did take Gargano.
Okay, well, fuck. Forget it.
What's worse, two F-bombs or eight off?
Y'all got to stop.
They were separated.
Fair enough. Who you got?
Viking Raiders.
You're going to go with the Viking Raiders?
Or whatever. They're still the Viking Raiders, right?
They are with Valhalla.
And Logan, too.
You did Valhalla in blackface, yes.
Good for her. She's on the roster. You can come out barefoot.
I am going to take the Guns.
Yeah. Nice.
Fair enough.
All right. There we go.
Now draft send complete. Me my updated roster because I can't edit this.
I'm sorry.
All right. So next week.
Next week. On the fly.
No. I'm going to plan this out right now.
I feel like my show is going to be an NXT takeover. Like, that's all I had left, which I don't hate.
Yeah.
But I kind of hate.
I tried to say we could just all draft again.
But then this whole episode would have just been
a waste of our life, you know?
Yeah, and it kind of was when I started drafting, but still.
Yeah, like, I completely agree.
30 especially minutes
when,
ago?
Well, you know.
Roughly, actually, yeah.
I mean, again, I went along with the idea. I thought it was
we
like,
can
hey,
argue about this more next week.
Okay, well, why not?
Who's going to decide who's the best show? We got to have a moderator.
Well, you know Reggie's going to send us.
We got to have a moderator.
Hey, why don't you shut up? You know Reggie's going to give us a 20-minute voice message on who had the better draft. True. You know who's not going to be the better draft? Mine.
Like, we could have a moderator.
I mean,
if he's available.
Look, let's, you know, how about for the card episode, if we think we need one, you know, let's bring old Mad Games if he's available then,
yep.
You know. Let him look at our shows. He'd look at, you know, he'd look at y'all's WrestleMania, you know, night one and night two. And he'd look at mine, he'd look at my Stand and Deliver. You know, that's the line. That's pretty, you know.
Supercard of Honor.
My Supercard. That's probably more accurate.
Let's not get it confused, guys. These are not necessarily, like, wrestling shows. They are companies. So my company is Monday Night Win, all right? Friday night.
No, it was Fox Down Live.
Fox Down Live, okay. And
on Tuesday, so that way MXT. He gets no viewers.
So I've already got a whole plan of gimmick matches for my company that I'm going to make up.
Every match is a gimmick match.
No. Yeah.
I gotta figure out what route I need to go with my...
I already know what my main event's going to be.
Is it Pat Roman?
Kenny Punk? I feel like I just guessed it.
No. Kenny Punk and Roman. No. Threat Brother. Punk's the Fall Draft.
Punk and Roman.
Solo versus Pat McAfee.
No.
Omos.
Do you want me to tell you?
No.
It's Omos and Roman, isn't it? I feel like you've mentioned that a lot.
Save it for next week.
He might not make the card. I guess I'll have to.
Have him run in. Yeah, at least do that.
No, I got to have a real finish.
All right. This has been a very long impromptu, just doing whatever. This whole day's been impromptu for us anyway, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You know, showing our improv skills, which suck.
Oh, they're terrible.
So, yeah, anyways.
All over the place.
I was supposed to get off early today.
Oh. I got covered in face paint. I like a Christian Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy?
I went through a 12-step. So.
Jesus Hardy? Jesus Hardy?
Okay.
Anyway.
Next week we get to do a fantasy card. Can't wait. Ought to be a fun one. Or not. But we're actually put effort into it. So,
we shall see.
For Wayne, Ryan, and myself, this has been another wrestling podcast. It sucked. So join us on the next one.